I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. This is Shan Rose, District 5 City Commissioner, and you are tuned in to Straight From Rose podcast. So why are we here? You want to know, starting this podcast, because it's important to educate the community on current initiatives that are taking place, the priorities, some of the progress that we've made, but doing it in a truly transparent and inspiring way. Leadership should be transparent and accessible, and that's what we're here to do. Talk about City of Orlando, talk about government, tell you who to go to, who to turn to when you need help with certain things. While I get all of the calls about everything under the sun, it's important for me to tell you this is three levels of government that exist here in society. And you've got your state, local, and you've got your federal government. Some things you go to your federal government, some you come to your state, some you come to your local. But that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to deep dive. We're going to talk about the latest topics. I'm going to give you some good tea. But we're also going to have a educational, we'll have some co-hosts here. I have some special guests, but I just want to you to be able to truly understand how government works, how our community is functioning, and how you can even get involved. So it's been a journey to get here, and it hasn't been an easy one. And in the good old words of Miss Maya Angelou, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. I've had a lot of ups, downs, and I'm actually more like you than you really realize. People say, well, you know, how can you relate to my struggles? How can you dictate and determine how the policies that you're making and the programs that you're making will benefit me or better my life? I got a good education. I won't take that away. I have a master's degree in public administration. I have a bachelor's degree in business management, and I have an associate's degree. I'm a proud Valencia alumni, so I spend a lot of times, go Pumas. And I would say government is not what people think it is. People have this like lofty idea of what Shan Rose does on a day-to-day basis or what she could be doing better. But I'm going to talk about some of the things that I would say really are my motivation and my goals for the everyday decisions that I make. I'll take it back to 2011 when I lost my husband to gun violence. He was coming outside of a nightclub. And gun violence as a whole, our society is struggling with. So when we talk about programming, when we talk about nightlife, those things like really play a real significant part to me, because my goal is to make sure no one else has to go through the tragedy that I've been through, losing a significant other to gun violence. Today, we're facing this weird space of our young people and the gun violence. And so for me, it's like top of priority. How do we create programs? How do we bring better paying jobs here to Orlando so that everyone can put the guns down and create a better tomorrow? I'm really in tune with the nightlife here in downtown Orlando because for me, it's safety. How do we let people come into downtown, have a good time, but then they can return to their loved ones? So when we talk about the policies and the procedures, how downtown is running, how do we make it better? How do we ensure that whether I'm going into a small establishment or I'm going into a large establishment, the same safety protocols are in place? I'd go a couple years after that. I became a single mom. So when I lost my husband, I was taking care of my child and, you know, the world of single parenting. So when people say, like, how can you relate? Oh, I know what it is to be a single parent, especially a single parent to a sick child. When I look back at some of the struggles of I would say being poor in society when you have Medicaid and you feel like you're not getting the best treatment because you don't have the best insurance, and you have, you know, you walk into a doctor's office and they look at what kind of insurance do you have, and you feel like you're getting below average treatment. I lost my son to pseudo obstruction of the bowel, and that's a big word for his stomach kept bloating. And the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong and how to solve it. So to the moms out there and the dads and the grandmas who are consistently in and out the doctor's office or in and out of a hospital, I understand your pain. My goal is to figure out what treatments and what better technology do we need here in the Central Florida region to make sure that no parent, no family has to struggle with a sick child. When I think about, and I'll be honest, like sometimes when people are sick, like I'm right now in my day-to-day life, I'll have family or friends who are in the hospital and I'll send flowers. I'll text and call every day because it's still a very, very touchy point in my life where like visiting hospitals are like not the easiest thing for me. But it allows me to advocate a little bit more to make sure that the community is made aware of the services that we offer for youth. Make sure that the programs that some of our hospitals and our doctors and all of our community partners are offering, people know about them. I want to make sure no family struggles the way I had to. So, you know, when people say, well, how can Shan Rose really relate to me? Probably have more in common than you actually may think. My career journey was interesting, to say the least. I started working at the City of Orlando in economic development. And so my time in the City of Orlando created this young, energetic person who, you know, didn't, and I would be transparent with y'all. Here's a moment of transparency. I wasn't fully tuned into government. It wasn't like, hey, when I grow up, I want to be a community advocate. Or when I grow up, I want to be the president. Like, no, that was not what was written in my little vision board. That wasn't a thing. I've always helped people. I've always wanted the best for people. I can remember back to days where I was the classmate who was helping their classmate with work they didn't understand. So helping people has always been embedded in me. I never thought that I'd be here in government. Like that wasn't on my to-do list. But I love every minute of being the commissioner for District 5 in the City of Orlando because I can change a life every single day. Sometimes big and big impactful ways, and sometimes even the smallest. But when I started in the City of Orlando, I worked literally, so we're going to drop a line real quick. Shout out to Drake. I started from the bottom. Like, truly did. I started as a recording secretary. I was a person in the department answering phones. But I took my job physical and literal. I wanted to learn about every single thing that had to do with the department I was working for. So I was working in the Community Redevelopment Agency, which is ultimately the organization that oversees the great things happening in downtown and in the Paramore community. So whether you're building a new building, you're painting your building, you're changing the way something looks, I saw it. Like, as an employee, you filled out an application. I was the recording secretary for the Appearance Review Board, which oversees in the downtown corridor, what does your building look like? How high is your building? You know, what great things are you adding to your building? What amenities? How does it intertwine, no matter where you are in downtown? How does what you're trying to do intertwine with what does exist or the future of where we're going for downtown? I remember when we started the Project DTO vision study. And so every government entity, and I want to just, for those listening, I want y'all to know, every government does a vision plan on where they're going. it always includes the community. So find out your local vision plan to really know where government is going and how you can get involved. So when we did Project ETO, it was really like, what's next for downtown Orlando? Which direction are we heading? And, you know, how do we make it the best downtown? The little intricate things you could think of, from pole banners and literally downtown, there's banners on the poles that tell you different activities that are coming up, like how important those are. I spend a lot of my time, no matter where I travel, I could be going to another city or I could be going to another state. And I'm like, oh, this is cool in this downtown. How do we bring it here? So I've been very intentional on how do we make downtown Orlando the best community ever? So that's kind of the journey, the career path, so to speak, the vision of downtown and the Paramore community. And it's interesting now as the commissioner, because the things that, like, I thought we put in the plan and we're like, we're going to get to them, I put them in there and now we're getting to them. Or now I can say, hey, that thing that's like the last on the DTO and the plan and the list, let's put it to the top. So being able to really be engaged, involved in the world. And I can say this, it wasn't the world around me because I didn't live in downtown at the time. I was just an employee working. I lost my son when I first started at the city of Orlando. It was probably about a month after I started. I think it was the weirdest, most abrupt time in my life. I'm starting this new job. I have a sick son and I'm like balancing the two. And then he abruptly passed away. Like there wasn't a, like, we knew he was on his last leg. What was happening, like I said earlier, he had a pseudo obstruction of the bowels. So ultimately, his stomach would bloat and it would put pressure on the rest of his organs. So one day, the constant pressure of the air pressing on his organs just all shut down. And so abruptly, like, I start this new dream job working for the government and my world comes, for the second time, just caving in. And I'm in this lost space of, you know, and I'll be transparent, right? I felt like, should I end it now, right? I had just lost my husband a couple years before that. And now my 3.5-year-old son passes away. And it's like, okay, like, what do I have to live for? And, you know, why? Why do I have to go forward? But that's when I really tuned in and leaned in on God and my religion and praying for what's next. Where do I go? What does God want for me? I started my bachelor's degree and I used that as my outlet to not think about what I was really going through in life. And so I take a pause right now to tell everyone listening, checking on your mental health and going to get therapy is okay. Learning to cope with anything you go through is okay. Being able to talk to someone, to be able to deal with whatever you're going through is okay. And I say that because at the time I wasn't. I didn't think about a therapist. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to continue to go on with life, right? Like, somebody will figure it out. You know, it's not known in our community. It's not very well advertised that you should be getting mental health. No, you should very well seek help when you need it. I think, and let me say this, I believe that not getting the help that I should have gotten led me down some dark paths. I mean, I could think through relationships or friendships that, even in my waking life, where it's okay to just cut people off because that's what happened to me, right? Like, I woke up one morning and my husband was gone. I came home from work one day and my son was gone, right? So, like, it's okay to seek help. It's okay to go to therapy. Sometimes it's okay not to be okay. But I think when you get to the space where you feel like you're not okay, getting help is important, right? Being able to accept and analyze why. First things first, sometimes you have to accept, even though you may not agree with when things happen, you have to accept them, right? And that means, how do you cope with them? Which, I mean, I mentioned earlier, like, I hate hospitals because it's this weird space in my life where I was going to hospitals. I seemed like I was going to hospitals once a week with my sick son, dragging him to the hospital. Okay, we here again. You know, I got to like almost on a first name basis with people in the emergency room. Oh, hey, Ms. Rose, you're here again. And so, like, when people ask me my why, that's part of my why, right? Like, the things that I experience, making sure we do have mental health services, making sure that people know it's okay to seek help. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay that you think there's something wrong with your child you don't know. Just go get help, you know? So I started deep diving into my bachelor's degree, and it was in business management. And I'm like, okay, I just got to not think about the world and not think about what I'm experiencing, the emotional instability that I feel right now. So deep dive into my bachelor's degree. God saw fit to make me a mother again. So I have a very healthy 11-year-old Jeremy. And I would say this, there are times when I look back at back then, if I had gotten help with coping, there's certain things that could be done a little bit differently. And so, like, you know, how you parent, how you engage with people. So, again, seek help, get help. It's okay. Mental health, being aware of yourself and getting help that you need, no matter what it may look like, is important. And you can always tune into Cash Show, and he talks more about mental health. So I was getting my bachelor's degree. I ended up, so here go another one of those, how can Sharon Rose relate to me? I had a miscarriage at 6 weeks in 2008. I had a stillborn 7.5 months pregnant in 2009. I found out that I have something called factor five, which when there's certain hormones in my body, my blood clots and my placenta clotted. So that was how come I lost my 7.5 month old. When I had my son Shamar that passed away, we realized that, so I was on an aspirin regimen to be able to make sure I had a healthy pregnancy. When I got pregnant in 2014 with Jeremy, and this is where medical and science changes and technology changes, I was on blood thinners. So every day I was taking blood thinners as a pregnant woman, squeezing my stomach and injecting medicine in me to make sure that my placenta didn't clot. So when women say, like, how can you relate? I can relate in more ways than not. I just say, like, the trials and tribulation, I don't look like what I've been through, but my fight for this community is what I've been through and making sure I help others. So I'm coping as best as I can back in 2014 after losing a kid, finding out I'm high-risk pregnancy, shoot myself with blood thinners every single day. I have a healthy pregnancy, have a healthy child. And like I said, Jeremy's 11, probably going on like 100. These kids and the world that we live in. Finish up my bachelor's degree. But during that process, I, you know, really got to understand the Paramore community. And so my love and my passion grew for the Paramore community because I was working in the CRA that oversaw programming for downtown and the Paramore community. And after I finished my bachelor's degree, I ended up moving and getting promoted and moving into the permitting office. But a little piece of me always said, okay, how do I make the paranormal community a little bit better? What can we do a little bit differently? So I was going through some transitions in my personal life, and I woke up one day, and for the majority of my life, I've lived in a single family home. And so I said, I had been moving around from apartment to apartment. I would say moving closer to Orlando because I was living in Poinciana. So, let me backtrack a little bit. I was born in Brooklyn. I moved to Poinciana, Central Florida in 2000. And I've been here ever since. So when I lost my son, I said, okay, it's time for me to leave Poinciana. I don't know if it's something about Poinciana. Let me move a little bit closer. I moved into the Kissimmee area. And I was commuting every day back and forth downtown Orlando, working for the city of Orlando. So fast forward, I'm in the permitting office. I sit down and I start praying. And I said, it's time for me to buy a home again and show my son, Jeremy, some stability and, being a homeowner. Well, little did I know that God wanted me back into the Paramore community. I got a phone call from the department I came from in the CRA while I'm in the permitting office saying, hey, I need some help with these permits. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sure, I'll help you. And, by the way, did you want to move into Paramore? And I'm like, what? No, let me help you with these permits. I'm not moving into Paramore. And so those that are listening, if you go do a little bit of research, Googling in 2017 and 2018, there was a lot of gun violence that was happening in the Paramore community. And so for someone to call me and say, hey, do you want to buy a new house in the Paramore community where all this violence is happening? It's like, no way possible. Well, I toss and turn, and this is where spirituality and religion kicked in, because God said, no, you said you wanted a home. I'm giving you a place for a home. And I toss and turn, and in 2018, I made the righteous decision, and I purchased a home in the Paramore community. And it's been an interesting ride. It gives me a different perspective as a resident, and it gives me a different drive as a resident to want the best for this community. When I think about the homelessness, when I think about the youth, I experience, no matter what you see on TV, I experience it, good or bad, in the Paramore community. And so my goal is to make sure that when we turn on the news and we turn on the TV, it's good things we hear about the Paramore community. There's a lot of rich culture that exists. There's a lot of history in the community. And so I've been intentional on preserving that history, telling those stories, making sure I get to know everybody. And so, we go a little fast forward. I was in the permitting office. I was getting my master's degree in public administration. I'm reading this book on how government is supposed to function, right? So these people write these books and you do all these research papers. And I'm like, I work for the government and we do not function the way this book is saying that we're supposed to be functioning. Like, how come we don't have this kind of community activity? Or how come we don't engage with our residents like this? How come the businesses aren't able to do this? Where is the true diversity in our, our community? So started advocating and wanting more for the Paramore community as a resident, because now, as a taxpayer, I want to make sure my tax dollars are going to the right thing. I want to make sure, hey, this pothole, fix this pothole. And hey, so I move into a space more of educating. And so I'd say this, moving into the Paramore community, people always say that Black communities and low-income communities don't care. And I want to say this, it's not that the people don't care is that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? How many times do we got to keep talking about the homeless man who's standing on this corner panhandling? When are we going to get him somewhere to stay? How many times do we got to keep complaining about this pothole? Like, when are we going to fix this pothole? Well, how often do we have to complain that these buildings need to be cleaned up? So I think living here, I've been able to truly tell and teach and educate the community on how to advocate for yourself, right? So I think, like, that's my true goal and purpose that God has placed on me. Like, I want you to be able to empower the community and empower others on how to do better, which is, you know, where my advocacy started and being a community advocate and running a nonprofit, mentoring to our youth, being able to show up at a community meeting and say, this isn't right. You know, I can remember years ago when I stopped working for the city and I started running my nonprofit, where I would literally, I'd say, hey, I'm going to show up to this council meeting and talk against this new policy because it impacts the nightlife, right? Because safety and entertainment, they go hand in hand. But in order to create a safe community, you also have to make sure, do we have the right entertainment? And do they go hand in hand? Do people know how to get in and out? So I'd say that that's what you're going to hear more of. So, you know, tune in, put it on your calendar. We're going to talk more about the policies that I've created, the gateways that I've opened, the doors that I continue to leave open, the seats that I continue to create, because this isn't just my table. This is our table. You know, this is our District 5. This is our city of Orlando. This is your government, right? And I want to make sure that you understand how your government works for you. I want, you know, when you see me, I'm more like you than you really ever want to know. And, you know, we'll talk more in depth. There's other parts and pieces in my life that'll we'll say, well, I don't understand why she advocates strongly for this or that. You know, when we talk about homelessness, I've experienced homelessness. I know what it is to sleep in your car. I know what it is to a hotel is where you live, right? So I've experienced a lot of the things that I advocate for. And so my success could be your success, and I want it to be our success as we continue to grow, as I continue to learn more on how I can grow with you, how I can advocate a little bit more for you, and how I can even teach you how to advocate for yourself. There's a lot going on. There's a lot coming. And my goal is to make sure that you all are in tune with what's happening. And I'm here to help you in whatever way that may be. Again, this is Shan Rose, straight from Rose Podcast. Make sure you tune in.